Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Sports fan, news and betting update. Time to get it on the grid, everyone. And we have breaking news a couple minutes ago. It seems like the Seattle Seahawks have claimed Josh Gordon off waivers from the New England Patriots. We'll have more on this story as it develops, but reports coming in from the NFL Network, Seattle claiming Josh Gordon. The news getting worse for the Golden State Warriors. Star guard Steph Curry expected to miss 3 months with that broken hand. He's going to be reevaluated in a few months' time. It was expected he would only be out 4 to 6 weeks' time, but the diagnosis, that was premature. The Warriors have started the year 1-3 without Curry, Klay Thompson, and Looney. In the NBA also, Cleveland Cavaliers GM Colby Altman has agreed to a long-term extension with the club. Altman is the first GM to receive an extension from the franchise since Dan Gilbert purchased the team back in 2005. Cavs 2-2 to start the year. We got 8 in the NBA tonight. Betting lines, 7 o'clock. Cleveland at Indiana. Pacers -8, 213. Houston -5 at Brooklyn. Total 244. We got Milwaukee -4 at Orlando, 215, 7:30 action. New York at Boston. The Celtics laying 10 points, 211.5. 8 o'clock. Detroit and Chicago. Bulls -3.5, 215, 930. Lakers laying 1.5 at Dallas, 217 is your total. 10 o'clock, Utah -4.5 at Sacramento, 213.5 and 1030. San Antonio -6.5 at Golden State, 222 is your total. Tons of NFL injuries here. Bad news for the Indianapolis Colts star wideout T.Y. Hilton's going to miss this week's game versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's likely out 3 to 4 weeks with a calf injury he suffered in practice this week. Hilton leads the Colts with 360 yards receiving and 5 touchdowns. And even more, when he's out of the lineup, the Colts are 0-5. Not a good sign. As for the Steelers' top running back, James Conner, he's doubtful versus Indy with that shoulder injury. It's still unknown if Patrick Mahomes will be back this week versus Minnesota. His dislocated kneecap, he's still recovering from it. His timetable was 3 to 8 weeks to return. Limited in practice this week. That's not good. If he can't go back up, Matt Moore will get the call again. Washington quarterback Dwayne Haskins makes his first ever NFL start when the Redskins travel to Buffalo to battle the Bills. Denver quarterback Joe Flacco has now been placed on the injured list with a neck injury. This move will end the veteran quarterback season with the Broncos. He was expected to miss 5 to 6 weeks' time, but the Broncos shutting down old man Flacco. Brandon Allen will get his first career start versus the Cleveland Browns at home this Sunday. Cam Newton is not coming back anytime soon. The Carolina quarterback is visiting a foot specialist to learn why his injury isn't healing faster. The foot specialist, Dr. Anderson, has previously worked as the Carolina Panthers' assistant doctor. He was supposed to be back by week 7 or 8, Newton was, but that didn't materialize, and the injury healing at a slow rate. The Panthers 4-1 with Kyle Allen. The San Francisco 49ers linebacker, Quan Alexander, he suffered a torn pectoral muscle Thursday night versus Arizona. He is now out for the season. Some good news, the New York Giants wideout Sterling Shepard, he has cleared concussion protocol today and will play versus Dallas in the Monday nighter. Philly wideout DeSean Jackson also back in action Sunday versus the Chicago Bears. Yes, and more breaking news in baseball, the Mets have got their men. The New York Mets plan to make former player Carlos Beltran their next manager. New York hasn't confirmed the hire. Beltran, no managerial experience. He was a special advisor this year with the Yankees. The Washington Nationals won't have to travel far to meet President Trump. Fresh off the World Series title, the Nats will be visiting the White House on Monday. Trump's administration announced today. Trump attended Game 5 of the World Series, what was booed relentlessly by the Nationals fans. Boo! The Nats championship parade Saturday, and Sunday they'll be honored at the Washington Capitals NHL game. Conor McGregor has pled guilty to assault, but he will not see any jail time. He's not going to the clink. McGregor assaulted a man in a Dublin, Ireland bar back in April. He was convicted of the assault and fined just over $1,000 for the incident. McGregor has multiple legal problems this year, including smashing a man's cell phone back in March, and he's still under investigation after a woman says he sexually abused her back in December. The former UFC two-division champ hasn't fought since October 2018. NHL sked tonight. Let's look at the betting lines. 7 o'clock, Philly at Jersey, Devils minus 120, 6.5. Buffalo and Washington, Caps minus 190, 6.5. Tampa Bay laying a quarter at the Islanders. Victor Hedman out. 7:30, Detroit and Carolina, Canes minus 296. At 8 o'clock, Columbus at St. Louis, Blues minus 170, 5.5, 9. Dallas at Colorado, Avs minus 145, 5.5. 10 o'clock, we got Vancouver at Anaheim. It's a pick 'em, total 6. And Winnipeg at San Jose, Sharks minus 150, 6.5. So, hey, got you caught up here. Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage. In Hour 1, we'll talk to Bubano, break down the NFL, NHL, and NCAA weekend cards. Stay tuned. Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage on Sports Grid is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage. Let's roll and rage. I am Redzi, Midtown Manhattan Studio 34. We're going to have to do this thing old school as my computer is out of juice and it's not charging right now. I don't know if it's just like that. It's in a coma and it needs a couple of minutes to boot up. The green light is on, but the computer's not turning on. But fortunately, you know what? I don't care. As Joe Namath would say, I don't care if your computer is struggling.
I still will do the show.
Yeah. You know what? It's
paper
like old.
Lock.
You know what? I think I stare at it too much anyways.
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. That cord looks like kind of like a snake that you've stabbed a couple times with a knife, too. He's seen better days.
Yeah. Sort of like, it's kind of like me, personally, myself. Can say the same for
you.
We've seen better days, but another profitable night last night. Another profitable night, grinding away.
Grind. No, you did better than me last night. Should have listened on Arizona. It looked like they were in for the cover, but hey, could have been Arizona. I used San Francisco in my survivor pool, and it could have gone worse if Kingsbury doesn't call that timeout. Who knows what happens throughout the game? I know hindsight's 20/20, Gabe, but Arizona really battled in that game. Got to give them a lot of credit, but still surviving. The 49ers just keep on winning, buddy.
All right,
so the W.
It's Friday, so we've got Bubano. Bubano's going to step up and in and join us either from a soupery, a bar. Like a craft brewery, or you got to believe the weather. It's
I'm going to bet at home, minus 130 at home.
Yeah,
he's not
going
anywhere. I'm looking at the weather. It's getting cooler. But Bano likes to be a leisurely, like when things are good, you know, look at chicks on the patio, go to the soup, get the lowdown type of guy. It's not his day. The weather, Gabe, I'm saying home, minus 130, Bubano.
We have a second
Japanese lines.
We have a second guest added today in a 6 o'clock hour. You want to guess?
Ooh.
He's a longtime guest, yet he's not a regular on this show anymore.
I'm going to say daycare. I'm going to go with daycare, Virginia's own Steve Merrill.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
Lucky Steve Merrill.
I knew it. Hey, what do I win? Nothing.
Yeah, lucky Steve Merrill will join us in a 6 o'clock hour. So we've got Bubano and Merrill.
You get to do the show at home, Cam.
Yeah,
hey Yang, I gotta tell you, can't you give Gabe a cord? You're telling me nobody in the studio has an Apple cord so he can like use it for the show. It seems kind of interesting. A lot of people have Apple computers, Morenci.
No one's really
rushing to help you here.
The thing is that Gabe has been rubbing people wrong. So
Oh, he's rubbing people wrong. Oh, so they don't want to lend him a cord.
I'll put it this way: I haven't rubbed any of the dudes here at all. I don't know what you're talking. I'm not rubbing anybody.
No rubbing.
Settle down, Yang.
Yeah, you see, Yang, this week.
I told you, like Yang used to be like all chuckles and stuff. Now he just takes pot shots at everybody. Now
he wants to pick fights. Spanish Harlem, baby. He's got a little attitude. Yang,
it's all right. It's all right. This means the scorekeeper is going to be a little bit more diligent today on the show. Goes both ways.
Yeah,
it goes both ways. All right, so we've got Bubano stepping up and in. We got Steve Merrill. You know how we roll. The Friday Freak Show's begun.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Game Time Decisions continues. I see something on Twitter here that Vince McMahon lost $296 million yesterday. Maybe that XFL isn't going to kick off after. Like, if I'm Bob Stoops, I'm like, you know, gosh darn it. He's telling his wife right now, gosh darn it. I was hoping these checks would clear at least for like 2 years. Like, yeah, this XFL thing.
It's going to go down the dust. It's going to be just like the other league. No one can compete with the NFL. No, they're done.
You can't compete with the CFL even.
Exactly. CFL is actually, at least the league runs every year. We know what we're going to get with it. These fringe leagues that try to compete with the NFL, good luck. It's just not happening, right? Unless you turn it into like a gambling mecca where you can bet on every single damn thing, you know, next snap time, whatever. Like, you turn it into just like Gambler Network.
No, everything it doesn't work. It won't work. Fantasy. It'll never work.
Never?
No,
I think that would help.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, unless you came up with, like, yeah, some new, I don't know, like MMA wrestling football league with, like, half, you know, with naked chick cheerleader. Like, you have to go extreme. Yeah. Like, honestly, if you made it, and I don't want to be, like, crude, but if you made it, like, 18 and over only type thing, you're not, you don't want families coming to your games. In fact, they're not even allowed to come to your games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Encourage, like, boozing and
you encourage booze.
Rowdies.
The cheerleaders are naked.
Sure.
Players are allowed to fight. And like, I would do all this in an arena. I would sell out arenas around America, man. People would be like, hear about this, like R-rated football. Yeah. Like, it would do great. And if you could bet on, like, the Arena Football League, you know, had a good concept. But listen, the first time the XFL went around, I didn't think they were wrestling enough. That was their problem. Like, everyone thought, oh, Vince McMahon, Football League. And then it was like, it was real football, and it was kind of, Yeah, it was all right. I liked it. I bet on it. I like all these leagues, but you know, it wasn't special. And you know, sounds crazy, you know, Cam, but imagine like basically it should have been XFL, and then they should have been like, oh my God, Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock are fighting in Section 312. And like they're in the stands going at it.
Yeah.
So wrestling fans tune in. Oh, you know, last week Diesel, man, ran on the field. Like, you know what I mean? Like you
a motorbike.
Yeah, you own the damn league. You can do whatever you want. There's no rules. You can do whatever you want. Like, you know what I mean? If the wrestlers roll onto the field at some point in time, you know, imagine a referee's coming, hold on, timeout in the game, and there's like guys with chairs. Who wouldn't watch that?
I agree. A bottle over a guy's head.
Yeah, I'm not saying the football players wrestle, but you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they should have had, like, incorporated it more. They had Jesse Ventura as the analyst. You know what I mean? They didn't. And whatever. The XFL, the first time, was actually a success. All right? It lasted 1 year only. Not because it was a failure. It lasted 1 year because it was on NBC. And the NFL told the NBC, if you want to get, like, NBC used to broadcast the NFL, but they stopped doing it for a few years. They didn't want to pay.
Yep.
That's why they gave Notre Dame all that money. They're like, screw you, NFL. We'll just sign Notre Dame. So, and the to get back into business, that's the way these big corporations work. The NFL was like, we're not even going to negotiate with you if you're pimping this XFL league. And basically, NBC told Vince, it was a nice run, but we're out. And Vince was like, all right. I mean, people are like, oh, Vince lost a lot of money. Vince McMahon lost $2 million. Vince McMahon, like, spends $2 million on toilet paper.
Exactly. I was going to say, he craps out $2
million. Yeah, like, Vince McMahon lost $2
million. Exact same thought there.
Yeah, like.
You're exact. $2 million's nothing.
That's like you, Vince McMahon losing $2 million is like you or me losing $2.
Exactly.
I was going to say maybe 20. He probably is the same anger, like, I lost that $20 I was going to buy lunch with. You know what I mean? He's probably mad for like 3 minutes, and he's like, yeah, whatever. And then he's like mad about something else. You know what I mean? Exactly. He forgets. So anyways, Vince lost $296 million in stock. Let's bring in Babano. And one thing I was going to say about the XFL, the new XFL, there was all this talk about how they were going to pay players $250,000. And they're not. Because they drafted a bunch of players, and you're seeing Babano now. Players are announcing, thanks for the invite, but we're going to pass on your league. And they're even saying, yeah, the finances just don't work out. They don't have $250,000 to give to all these players. They were talking that way, and you know what happened? The Alliance League going under screwed the players that were going to the XFL. Because before, the XFL was like, oh, man, we have the Alliance League that are paying players pretty good money, $100,000 and stuff. Well, let's pay $250,000. Once the Alliance League's gone, there's no competition. And the thing is, the CFL is much better than these leagues. Most of the, like almost everyone in the XFL wouldn't make a CFL roster. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but it's true. It's just a fact. There's a reason why quarterbacks are making $750,000 in the CFL, and the XFL is willing to pay you like, you know, $95,000. You get what you pay for. Babano knows this. Let's bring him in. What's up, Babano?
And Babano knows that the CFL is a quality league. I don't care what anybody
says.
It's
the second best league in the world.
I've had to hear from a bunch of people that just hate on the CFL because, you know, it's the Canadian Football League. It's not the mighty Shield. It's not the mighty NFL. I got to listen to people say it's a crappy league. It's not. It's ignorance. You're exactly right, Cam. I've been a CFL fan for my entire life. I've been a season ticket holder with the Ticats for over 10 years now. This is a good league, and I support it at all costs.
I can tell you one thing. The CFL game has less stinkers than the NFL does. If you take the whole collection of games, there'll be more and put a percentage on it. They do have stinkers, but I would say the NFL, we've seen some real bad games. So I think everybody better pump the brakes on this in the CFL.
Well, it's the second best league, and it has been. And listen, it's entertaining. It's different. I'm not, you know, college football is great, but if you're talking about who's better, et cetera, right? Like, and you're right, people undersell CFL players. CFL players are all one thing away from being in the NFL. Like, you'll see, and you guys can attest to this, you'll see cooler catches in the CFL. Guys are making Beckham catches all the time in the CFL. The difference is, you know what, he runs a 4.5 instead of a 4.4. You know, like Jermaine Copeland in the old days. Copeland won a national championship, a Super Bowl, and a great cup, but he didn't stick with the Cowboys because couldn't get off the line of scrimmage. In the CFL, he could get a head start, you know, in motion. It was just little things. Or you'll notice, guys, and a big thing in the CFL I noticed recently, the wide receivers are awesome. Like, they're like the guys that can sort of go, like, look at Duke Williams, etc. They could go to the NFL, but the CFL receivers always drop a ball or two a game. And it's like, damn, that's why you didn't make the team in spring training camp
easy
with the Packers.
They drop.
You see it, Cam,
easy
right?
They drop.
They'll make these wicked catches, and then first down, right in the helmet, right on the numbers, they drop it. And it's like, bro, I don't want to be cold, but that's why you didn't make the Vikings. Because the NFL, the CFL, they accept a couple of drops. Mike Zimmer doesn't accept that. Like, you know what I mean? You drop a ball or two with Mike Zimmer, you're not playing anymore. It's as simple as that, Babano.
What does that tell you? That tells you the skill and the talent is there in the CFL.
Yes.
Regardless of what people have told me over the years, that there is no talent, there is no skill. It's the consistency, snap to snap, play to play, rep to rep, that sometimes that's where the
even
CFL
in the NFL, but
they lack that a little bit.
Bill O'Brien told, I think it was T.J. Yates. You know, Bill O'Brien had a bunch of quarterbacks with Houston. And I think it was T.J. Yates. It's one of those stiff guys. But anyways, he told him, he said, T.J., and he showed him tape, and he said, man, he goes, you're freaking athletic. He goes, you know, he goes, but a quarterback makes about 75 decisions a game. And he goes, he's allowed to make one wrong decision. He goes, if you make more than one wrong decision, you're probably going to cost your team the game. He goes, you make 70 decisions right a game, but there's 3 to 5 decisions you make wrong, and that's why you're not a quarterback in the NFL. Like, it's, you know, best way of putting it, Cam, would be like golf. Like, these backup quarterbacks are good in the NFL, but they can't get past 70. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, you know, like, they can't get over the hump. Like, they're really, really good, but they're going to miss that putt under pressure because only the elite make that stuff. That's the thing. People don't realize that.
Yeah. Golf is a great comparison for that.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get into some picks. That was some deep stuff we just gave you. All right, our computer's up and running, even though whatever.
Hey.
I'm sure, I'm going to learn a lot now. Get on the grid, suckers.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. 2, make a deposit. And 3, place your first bet at DraftKings. Will match it up to 50% bonuses to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details. And guys, remember to follow us on YouTube and Instagram at SportsGrid TV.
Let's roll. Babano with us. Lucky Steve Merrill will join us later. All right. We can kid around and entertain people. It's always fun talking and, you know, kicking. I wish we were just at a bar having a couple of drinks together, but let's jump right into the games and try to get people as many winners as possible. Navy and Connecticut. Babano, wow. Navy laying 26 points. Totals 54. Wow. Any thoughts on this one?
Your only Friday night college football game is a travesty, in my opinion. But nevertheless, it's on the board. You got to have an opinion on it. I would look Navy in the first half. I think you can lay 15 with Navy in the first half. It wouldn't surprise me to see them put the boots to this UConn team. It's a hideous team defensively. They haven't been able to shut down the running attack much this year. Their numbers point that out. I think Navy should be able to run the football at will. You just worry if they get up big, you know, do they take the foot off the gas pedal, but we are talking a service academy. So there's not as likely a chance that that's going to happen. Usually you get great 60 minutes of focus from these guys every game. So I just think it's a bad stylistic matchup for UConn. You know, they don't have any extra time to get ready for this game. I think Navy puts the boots to them, but I wouldn't lay the full game. I'd like the first half number a little bit more, minus 15.
Tough game, Cam. And, you know, guys, last week, UConn were favored against UMass.
They covered.
Yeah, they were 9.5-point favorites. Did you know that they were 0-18 against the spread as favorites? And when it covered, the last 18 times they had laid points, they had lost against the spread. UConn, they're not favored often, right? So
that tells you all you need to know about the Minutemen for this season.
Yeah, and exactly. And then they covered. They actually got it done. They won 56-35. You know, I'm looking at this, though. You know, what happens is you see with the Dolphins as well, guys, teams that are really, 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 really bad, there's no value anymore, Cam, with them. Like, the numbers are now suddenly overinflated. And if you look at UConn, all right, and listen, UMass blow, but still, you know, they still beat them 56-35. They lost to the Houston Cougars only 24-17. At Tulane, they got tattooed.
Yep.
South Florida beat them by 26 at UConn. They lost 56-21 at UCF. Indiana beat them 38-3. I'm just stating that they have sort of hung around in some of these games, guys.
A lot of points. Do you want to really lay 26 points with the Naval Academy that's going to run option?
A team that's only going to run the ball every play.
That's what I'm talking about. And the only thing UConn, if say UConn scores one touchdown, think about that. So for one touchdown, 26-7, it's the, what do we got? Yeah, that's 33. You have to. Have
I think UConn's the play.
I actually believe it is too. I'd go and the over. Because Navy, I think UConn, for them to cover, they obviously have to score to get to the 53, Gabe.
They've scored
a bit. Navy's going to put up points. Yeah,
they scored 56. They scored 17 against Houston. All right. They only scored 7 in Tulane. Before that, though, they scored 22 against South Florida.
Yes.
They scored 21 against Central Florida. They're basically getting into about 20, 21, 23 points. And Navy's not hanging 56 on them. You know, like, maybe you're going to run the ball and just get the hell out of there. And I'm looking at the series history here. All right, they played in 2016. Navy won 28-24. 2015, 28-18. So they're going back to 2006, so we can't count that. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't love this game. And it's funny because I agreed with Babano. I'm like, yeah, I can see it first half, but when you more you do the math, and this isn't the best Navy team, like, from over the years. They're okay. But, yeah, to me, it's actually pretty crazy. We call it the old Mark Lawrence, what is it? It's the nose
hold
plug.
Hold your nose.
Yeah,
the nose plug.
It's like if you're going, like, the synchronized divers. You're going diving. Exactly. You get a nose plug. And, you know.
Yeah, nose plug.
The old nose plug. So you can't smell the stench of your bet.
Yeah, my Husky just dropped one in my living room. Uh-oh. But you know what? We're gonna bet on old Husky tonight.
This is a pathetic night for football. Pathetic night for football when the only college game is Navy UConn,
and the only CFL in Montreal.
The only CFL game is Montreal, who's locked up second in the East.
Yeah, they're playing
semifinal next week, and Ottawa's just been a gong show for months now.
We were defending the CFL earlier, but
not tonight.
I logged on to the CFL website. Just to see, for the love of God, when did the playoffs start? And I see tonight, it's week 21. Like, dear God, man. Week 21. Like, please tell me this is it. The playoffs start next week, right?
They do.
Yeah, it's 18 games for everybody and 3 bye weeks now.
It's ridiculous.
It's too many games, Babano, even for guys who love football. They got to slow
it down. Cut it to 16. I'd cut it to 14, but thanks. Cut it to 16.
Think about it.
You only have 9 teams. You don't need 16 games.
You don't have a 30-team league. You got 9 teams.
Yeah, the NFL has 32 teams, and they only have 16 games.
Exactly. You said it, buddy. That's what I'm saying. It's
week 21. Dude, it's like you said, Roberto, it's been 3 months these teams have had this clinched.
And if you think you're pissed off right now at the CFL schedule, Randy Ambrosi's proposing starting the season earlier and maybe going 20 games per season.
It's in the discussion. No. Dude, the season ticket holders don't even want that. You don't want to pay more. Like, they're crazy. They should go, like I said, CFL 14 games would be awesome. The competition would be better. Schedule is stupid. You have teams playing back-to-back weeks, and then they're off for 2 weeks, and then this, and I don't know, like, whatever. The playoffs are great, but it's frustrating. So, all right, Saturday's college. I did a video earlier in the day, and no turning back now, but I like the Florida Gators. Georgia are lined on reputation more so. This isn't a great Georgia. They're very good. Like, they're an elite team, but they're not last year's Georgia's team. They're not the year before Georgia's team. They're not. And I don't know if it's because they have pressure on them or what it is, but the Florida Gators are playing with house money. And it's 6.5 points. Hopefully it goes up to 7. I like the Florida Gators in that game, guys. I'll start with you, Vibano.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really in a rush to lay 6.5 with Georgia. I mean, that South Carolina loss, still you scratch your head over that. I know they beat Notre Dame. That wasn't really a dominant offensive show. Really, the offense has been a little bit disappointing for Kirby Smart's team. I mean, you look at Jake Fromm, he's been okay. DeAndre Swift, great running back. But at times, their offense hasn't looked right. Defensively, I'll tell you what, I still have concerns with Florida's offense against a good Georgia defense, but Florida can match Georgia defensively. It's a really good Florida defense. I just don't want to lay nearly a touchdown here in this game. It's not my favorite opinion on the card, but I would lean Florida as well.
What's your favorite opinion on the card?
My favorite opinion on the card. I really like.
He said it. I asked.
No, my absolute favorite.
I love it.
I really like Ole Miss +20 at Auburn this week. Ooh. I think it's a bet against spot for Auburn because they just lost their second game of the year. Bubble burst theory. Can't win the SEC West anymore. Hell, totally out of the playoffs now.
Another quarterback even transferred, Babano. He said, see ya. I'm out of here.
Hold on, Babano. I just noticed your book there. Like, where'd you go? The local, like, antique bookstore? Like, you got the greatest baseball players of all time?
Oh, he's had that one
for
weeks. Yeah, I
got a sports book in the background. Yeah.
Your grandfather gave you that? Like, how old is that? Like,
I like the plant.
Like, what greatest baseball players of all time? Like, how up to date is that book?
It's a good 15, 20 years old, so not exactly totally up to date. But
is that Pete Rose on the cover? Like, it's like guys who retire. Like, I see Cy Young.
It's a pass. That book old is school. Old.
You got to. Hey, we got to. If all you right, want to be a sports historian, you got to read a book.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like Ole Miss plus the points. Ole Miss coming in off a bye. Ole Miss has been decent defensively. You know, their quarterback play has been a little bit inconsistent, a little bit on and off. But I don't like this spot at all for Auburn after, you know, the big game last week that they had. They lost. They fell to LSU and second loss of the season now. I think it's a dangerous spot. And Ole Miss has been competitive recently and their defense has played all right. And Bo Nix, you know, laying this number of points even at home in a bit of a flat spot here for Auburn. I don't trust it. So I like Ole Miss there. The Rebels, hottie toddy to hang tough.
SMU and Memphis, the primetime game on TV tomorrow night, Cam. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. Shake it up a little bit. You know,
I agree.
I'm a 100% Big Ten guy, but I don't want to see Penn State play Iowa and Michigan and Ohio State and Notre Dame and Virginia Tech. It's the same teams on TV every week.
Crap every week. Yeah, give new conferences a chance. SMU deserves it, man. It's going to be a good. And you know, when these games go, fireworks happen. Boom, boom, touchdown.
71.5 is the total.
Yeah, some of those Big Ten games, you know, you're falling asleep.
Everybody. I don't know. Everybody, Cam, is every the guy. Well, I'm sure Babano is going to say the same thing. Every handicapper and guest that we've had on are like, oh, I already bet Memphis at -4 earlier in the week, -4.5. Babano probably got it to pick them. But I bet him in a pick them earlier in the week, guys. But everyone's betting on Memphis. And, like, it's really big. It's sort of this consensus. Like, they have Monday's USA Today already. That, oh, yeah, SMU's bubble's about to burst. And Memphis are going to win. I don't know, man. To me, it's one of these games. It could just be whoever has the ball last wins. Memphis's defense is improved. And, you know, at its core, I do think Memphis are probably a better team than SMU. But hard to, like, lay points against this SMU team right now. Cam, what's your take on this Saturday night ABC game of the week?
No, I think I'm going to take a shot with SMU. You know what? This is the thing. You know, people betting Memphis, it's up to 6 points right now, Gabe. Maybe we can get even a better number. I'm not sure if people are going to smash Memphis and bring it up to 6.5. 7 would be great, but SMU's being disrespected in this spot. I also like the over in this game. I don't see defense on either side. Memphis at home, they'll put like 71, and it seems like a lot of numbers, but I see like a 42-38 type of game. Shootout.
Let's hear it, Cam. The Mustangs. Let's hear it.
There we go.
We should have played Wild Horses. Couldn't drag me away on the way out. I don't blame Yang, though. That happened late. Mustangs.
Perfect game.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Some, lose some, it's all the same to me. Great song. Great choice, Yang. Good job. You know I'm born to lose, and gambling is for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. Man, that guy lived hard, man.
He sure did.
I think he made it to like 74.
That's impressive.
And put it this way.
People?
Lemmy was a roadie for Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And like other bands, you know, like
imagine how hard you got to go to hang with Jimi Hendrix
in the '60s. So like, yeah. So he was a kid in the '60s. So like I said, I think he made it to about 72, 74. And he really did like, no, like he really was like superhuman. Like, in a sense that, like, the stuff that he did would kill normal people. Like, he literally drank, like, 2 40s of Jack Daniels a day. So, like, the big Jack Daniels body, he'd drink one, like, in the afternoon, and he would drink one after the show at night. Yep. And he would literally do, like, 7 grams of cocaine a day. Like, he'd crush an 8-ball, same thing during, like, before the show, and he'd crush another 8-ball after. Not to mention all the speed he did. And the gambling stuff was real. Like, Lemmy, you know, he wasn't the most attractive dudes, but there's still chicks wanted to do him because he's a singer. He's Motorhead. But he wasn't like that, really. Like, after every show, and I know, I've partied with them and stuff. But after every show in every city, he would just basically ask, where can I play video poker? And he'd go to whatever sleazeball bar, and he'd just sit there like and play video poker and dumpy bars every night after Motorhead concerts.
At the El Cortez.
Really. Like, oh, yeah. She's the same. Lisa and Lemmy would have got along. Like, they never would have smiled. Just would have sat there drinking, click, click, click.
Want a triple vodka?
Yeah, sure, Lisa.
You know what, though, Gabe? You're right. Like, if you talk about the drugs and, like, you know, obviously you know the man more than me, but just from what I've heard from, like, other bands in Red, like, he probably would have, most people would have died in their 30s how hard he partied.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that he lived to 70 is is a miracle. So if he didn't do that stuff, he might have lived to like 110.
No. He probably would have died early. He's just the definition of badass. Yeah. He's like Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy's actually snorted ants on the sidewalk and stuff. he did it for to shock Motley Crue. Like, I don't know, like he's a nut job. But anyways, he bit the head off a bat. But you know what?
Yikes.
That whole biting, that stuff that when Ozzy bit the head off the bat, even though it really made his career bigger, he didn't think it was real. He's not that crazy. Yeah. Like, Ozzy's not that stupid. Like he didn't. Yeah. He thought it was a rubber bat, Cam.
Yeah. Rabies.
Someone threw a bat. Like, it's not like the bat flew at him, right? Randomly.
Yeah,
it's like,
oh,
someone threw a bat at him. And he grabbed it and he bit into it. He thought it was fake. he didn't realize. But he did do this at a record company meeting, but he did it after he did the bat thing because he saw he got publicity, and this is pretty nasty, but he swallowed a dove in front of a bunch of record executives.
He's eating birds and stuff? That's
a live dove. He swallowed a live bird.
Wow. I think you. I thought you'd die from something like that. I don't know. Hey, you got to cook birds, man. You got to get them to the right temperature. Like, they got a lot of diseases. Ozzy, but he's another one. He's flirting death. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he'll live forever. He'll live forever.
Oh, yeah.
Molly hatcheting his life, flirting with disaster.
Yeah. Nice, Babana. Wow, Molly Hatchet reference. Wow. Pretty impressive. Look at you, Babana. You can bust out like P. Diddy lyrics and you can bust a rhyme, but then you're dropping Molly Hatchet references. Wow.
I'll tell you, Babano's a savant, Gabe. Like, he's got a lot of different tools in the belt. I'm telling you.
Sir Babano, you'd do well in a music trivia show, wouldn't you?
Oh, he would.
I'd be able to hold my own.
The hair looks great today, by the way. Coach, look going perfectly today. Well. The slick back on Gabe.
I almost want to fire. All right, Babano. What do you like in the NFL this week? And as you do that, I'm actually going to get a couple of questions ready for you.
Here we go.
All right, Babano. What do you like, NFL, buddy?
I agree with Cam on SMU. I'm actually not on this Memphis train. It bothers me that an undefeated team is just getting the money bet against them to this degree, the way it is. It's like people know something, but SMU's been good to me all season. I cashed in with them against TCU and a bunch of other times. I'm going to ride them here plus points.
Sorry to interrupt. Like the Oklahoma State Baylor game, exactly the same. The line opened up at the same number. I think it was like 2, 3, and 3. It went up to like 5.5 or whatever. What happened? Oklahoma State lost that game outright. Almost the exact same scenario.
I like Shane Bouchel. I think he's a little better quarterback than Brady White, to be honest with you, when you look at these two teams. Shane Bouchel's had a great year.
Football,
NFL, I'm going to lay the 9.5 with Buffalo this week. And normally they're not a team I like laying the points with, but Dwayne Haskins is now going to start. There's nothing I have seen from him in limited reps that makes me think he is going to have any sort of success with a bad offensive line, no skill position talent against an angry, ticked off Buffalo defense after what happened last week against Philadelphia. Great bounce back spot for the Bills. I think they can win by double digits. I know they're not a team you like to trust to win by margin, but I think in this spot against this opponent, they can do it. I like Buffalo. I liked Indy all week long. I'm a little concerned with T.Y. Hilton now being ruled out for this football game, but I still think Colts can get it done. I don't trust Pittsburgh people making a big deal. Pittsburgh's starting to get
T.Y. Hilton's always out. They're used to it. Yeah. He's out. He's in. He's out. It's fine. They can run the ball more. You're right. Mason Rudolph is terrible. They barely beat the Miami Dolphins. And they're 3-4. I give them credit for it. They're battling back, but at its core, they're still not a great team. The Colts are a better road team than they are at home too now.
Yeah, I like the Colts there. I'm going to stick with it. Pittsburgh beating Miami and beating a Charger team that, is so flaky this season doesn't really impress me. And I think we have a coaching edge here. Frank Reich against Mike Tomlin. I'll take my chances here with Frank Reich in this game. In terms of shootout games this week, I really think there's points galore in that Detroit-Oakland game. 50.5, I think that soars over the total. We're going on a summer holiday. He's had great chemistry with Matt Stafford. Absolutely great. That pass
holiday.
Celebrate. Exactly. There's another one. You could
be
call a bunch
so
of
great. Holiday.
Throw it. Yes.
If he could throw a touchdown, he could throw it. Holiday. Yeah, and I think Oakland will move the ball against Detroit as well. Detroit's defense has not looked great. They gave up big plays to the Giants, even though they won that game last week. And Derek Carr's not taking many sacks, and Oakland's not getting many sacks. So I think both quarterbacks are going to be able to stay clean, make plays. I like the over in that game. I'm going to lay it with Cleveland against Denver this week. I know it's Cleveland and Freddie Kitchens. Ooh. Everybody's sour on them. And Baker Mayfield. People sort of down on, seeing him flip out at the reporter earlier this week. They've played a tough schedule, guys. Look at the opponents they've had to play. Baltimore, New England, Seattle. It's been one tough game after another.
Denver's defense is tough, though, too.
I don't know if Denver's got another. I don't think if they've got anything left in the tank, Gabe.
Brendan Allen's a terrible quarterback as well. It's hard to back that team with that spot.
Yeah, it is. Brandon Allen at quarterback. You got Flacco criticizing the coaching staff, the offensive play calling at the end of that Indy game, which was a brutal loss. They could have won that game. They didn't. Another bad loss. They're 2-6. They're going nowhere now. I think Cleveland, big step down in class, facing a lot of good teams lately. This ain't one of them. Cleveland can get the job done. Other than that, I kind of like Houston a little bit. I kind of like
that's
Tampa one of,
that's
Bay
my
bit,
best bet of the week. Houston owned. Yeah, dude, they're 9-2 in the last 11 against Jacksonville. They're 14-4. And I'm holding this ball up. You see this? Jets. They're going to lose outright. Miami's going to beat them outright. I don't know who the hell made the Jets 3.5-point favorites. Now it's going up. The Jets are 3-17 their last 20 road games. They're 1-6 against the spread the last 7 times their favorites. Adam Gase is like 1-11, I think, in his last 12 games now. Sam Darnold has one win against a division opponent in his career. They hate Adam Gase. Everyone's gone, like one by one. They're a freaking mess. And the Dolphins are actually a covering machine. They've covered 3 in a row. I think the Dolphins actually beat them outright, guys. And normally I stay away from these ugly train wreck games, but sign me up. Give me the fish.
I'm staying away from this game too, but if I had to, I'd be on the Miami camp before laying it with the Jets on the road. Sam Darnold has not looked the same now. Those two games since Ghostgate on that Monday night game, he didn't play well last week either against Jacksonville. I think it was a terrible performance by him in that game. He's rattled, this kid. That's a shame, but Sam Darnold's got some bats in his belfry right now mentally. He's got to iron that out or else he's going to be in tough probably here as well.
All right, Babano, think about your Hawk. We got a hockey or basketball pick for you, but let me fire it off at you here, all right? Whose 2013 World Tour was called the Miss Carter Show?
2013 World Tour called the Miss Carter Show. World Tour.
I thought you'd get this one. No, I figured you'd get this one.
Yeah, it's tough.
Beyonce.
Oh, Jay-Z, right. Should have known that.
All right. this side. True or false? Miley Cyrus is the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
True.
True. Yeah. That's a layup, that
one. All right. Then we'll get a little tougher then. Which country pop singer was born? Eileen, Regina, Edwards.
Eileen,
what country?
A country pop singer. Eileen Regina Edwards. Eileen Edwards is her real name.
Sounds Ireland or England. The Regina.
It's Shania Twain.
Is it really?
Yeah, Shania Twain's real name is Eileen Edwards.
Are you kidding me? I know by CanCon.
Yeah, wow. She's like from like Port Perry, Sault Ste. Didn't she?
Yeah, where's
she from? Port Perry?
North. Like Porcupine, like
yeah,
north
like
of
way up
Marie,
north,
man.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, she's where like they wear coats with like dead animals on them for real, like fur coats. Yeah,
you know the you know that resort, the Deerhurst Inn.
Yeah, beautiful resort.
Yeah, yeah, I stayed there once. You know the Deerhurst Inn.
I do.
She got her start like she was like the lounge piano and her singer there. That was like that was literally her first big break. Like, I think she literally worked there, and they were like, wow, you're talented. Why don't you sing? And she started singing there, and that's kind of like where she got started, at that Deerhurst Resort place.
Yeah, my old tenant, Portuguese Joe, he owned a bar in Winnipeg. She played, like, her first, like, bar show at his bar. He told
me. Yeah, she used to tour out there.
Who is this Shania Twain?
No, dude, she started at the bottom, man. She started in dumpy bars in Winnipeg and stuff. Yeah, like...
Exactly.
That chick earned it. She ain't no, like, she's a big diva now, but she had a hard life. Like, she earned it. Like,
Lady Gaga did, too. I mean, Lady Gaga, she's in the same boat, too. Yeah, hard living and made a career out of
music. All right, tonight, Babano. Tonight. Nah, Shania Twain had a harder than Lady Gaga. I don't know if you're being, I thought you were being sarcastic, but I don't know Lady Gaga's story, though.
Hockey!
Lady Gaga's tonight. Just a big Madonna ripoff. And I like when Babano sang Madonna, Larry and Wawa called him Bo-Donna.
Oh, Bo-Donna, yeah.
Bo-Donna. Bo-Donna.
It's got a ring to it, actually.
Yeah, Bo-Donna. Yes, all right, what do you got tonight, Babano?
What do we got in hockey? We've got the over in the Jersey game because they don't play a lick of defense right now. And to be honest, Philly doesn't either. So over 6.5 in that one. I like Vancouver. They're red hot against Anaheim to keep it going in that one. San Jose shouldn't be laying $1.50 to me right now, or a team with me, you, and Cam on it, Gabe. They're an awful
team. Hey, me and Cam
right
are pretty
now.
Good. Hey, settle down there.
And the big dog.
Hang on here, Babano. Hang on. We got 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the other side. We'll let you just blast through these hockey picks. So, like, people are going to want to hear them. All right. Yeah, yeah. Cam's saying, oh, yeah, well, you guys. Hey, me and Cam, I think we can compete still.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're selling us short.
I don't know about you, but yeah.
How about you guys short?
Game time decision.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
Bodana picks with us. All right, Bodana, what do you got tonight? What do you like tonight on the ice? You were blasting through it earlier. You've got we got about 2 minutes here, so bring it.
All right, we got Philly and New Jersey over the total, 6.5. We have Vancouver minus 110 against Anaheim, and also over 5.5 in that game. Canucks are scoring right now, and so is Anaheim. So that total 5.5 looked low there. I took Winnipeg, the Jets, plus 130 against San Jose. I know they're without Lion A, a couple guys banged up a little bit. Lowry is out as well, but San Jose is in a world of hurt. They have not been good in these first home games after a long road trip. That's been a losing spot for San Jose over the years. They've struggled in this kind of situation. So I think Winnipeg gets the job done there. And my big underdog of the night is Buffalo, plus 165 yes. at Washington. Washington off the long road trip. Weird spot that they were out in Chicago, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver. Then they come to Toronto for one road game in the East Coast, and now they're back home. I saw Ovechkin and some Capitals celebrating the Nationals World Series. This got flat spot written all over it. Buffalo's been playing great hockey. They haven't lost two in a row. They're coming off a loss to Arizona on Monday. They're well rested. It's too good of a price to be getting with a Buffalo team that's played good hockey in a good spot for them. So Sabres are that live dog of the night.
Like it, Babano.
Cam?
Oh, I love it. The big price. I'm on Buffalo, plus 165. I agree with everything Babano said. The only difference, and I'm on the Devils tonight to rebound after that heartbreaking 7-6 game against the Lightning. Horrible goaltending by McElhinney. We got a real goalie tonight. Hopefully, what do we got here going on, Babano? I like Anaheim. That's the only difference in you. You're right, though. The Vancouver Canucks, Gabe, you talked about it with Travis Green. Good on you. The Canucks are playing great hockey right now. I just think Anaheim at home is going to get it done. Other than that, Babano, I love your card.
That's good. 5-1 at home, Anaheim. They've been good in the pond.
Babano, we got about a minute, 15 seconds where we're out of here. But NBA tonight, you betting anything on the hardwood?
When Milwaukee's off a loss, I'm interested. Yep. If they're off a loss the other night, I laid the points with Milwaukee at Orlando.
I agree. I like that. Line's fair price at 4.5. All right, good job, Babano. Thank you for joining us. Follow him on Twitter, at Babano. We'll catch up with him on In-Game Live on Tuesday night. Thanks, Babano.
Have a great weekend, guys. See ya.
Lucky Steve Merrill on deck. Lucky Steve's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.